Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. Thanks for tuning in. It's the weekend. I hope you're planning to get out and fire up a grill or a smoker. Seems like that's all I'm doing right now with events and family and people coming over. And, you know, it's a good time of year, but you can get carried away a little bit. But, Bob, we had a big event on Monday. If you're just tuning in, we talked a little bit about it in the first segment. But we had a big event for my work, and I assembled the A-team. Bob was there, Chaz was there, Chef Jeff Dewey was there, and Stan Ponstein, my buddy. All of these guys
we had a county commissioner there.
Right, yeah. You know, he's the head of the Michigan Association of Counties. He's a poobah, baby. But no, these are guys that all love to cook, and they're really good at it. And it was amazing to watch it all come together because there's a lot of opinions and a lot of egos when you get that many really good guys together. But everybody took a spot. And right. Everybody, like Chaz did pizzas, Jeff did all our presentation stuff, Stan, you know, whatever. But we made this thing that's called a porchetta, and Bob was in charge of that. And so I'm going to turn it over to you, Bob, and you describe this thing and then maybe some of the challenges, but the success that came out of it as well.
Okay. And I forgot a little bit from the first segment that I wanted to bring in. And I wanted to mention the fact that I put out a post on the Grilling Guys saying I'm looking for a kitten because my mama kitty ran away. We have two outdoor cats, and they keep the rodents and all that stuff at bay. And with her gone, I mean, the chipmunks are so brave now, it's ridiculous. Yeah. But I did get lots of good feedback from our listeners. Thank you very much. And it reminded me of the cat story. So yeah. I told my sister while I was there about the wacky professor from Western who hated the cat story.
Right.
So, yeah, the porchetta, Randy's a good planner, and he was thinking, so he, knowing that we were going to do a recipe neither of us had ever done, he bought two of everything. That was a great idea.
Right.
Because on Father's Day, I did my first one, and I used the recipe, but I cut the salt in half because it looked really heavy.
Yep.
Well, it was. And even cutting it in half, it was too heavy. So I tweaked it the next day and went way lower on the salt. And how did the porchetta turn out Monday?
Oh, it was fantastic.
It was.
I mean, it was, explain to, because I don't think it's a dish that many people know about.
No,
so explain what
no.
it is.
So I also really liked what the lemon zest did. So I went heavier on the lemon zest because it's pork. It's really a durable meat. You can do a lot with
right.
pork belly and then, of course, the loin. Butts are the same way. You can abuse the butts and they'll still come out great. But the porchetta is a pork belly with the skin on. Now, if you've never handled a pork belly with the skin on, the first thing you're going to have fun with is there's nipples on it. So it's like, wow, this is weird.
Where did this show go? What happened to my Grilling Guys?
So you have to have a really sharp knife. And then score that skin.
Right.
And go around the nipples.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
And I went about
I'm pretty sure there's not a show on the airwaves that are talking about pig nipples except us.
So you go about a quarter inch deep, and I did it in a diamond pattern, of course,
right.
like a ham or anything like that. And the second day that I did it, the one for your event, I was very, very careful. I think I scored it about perfectly. And then I was also much more careful with my butterfly because the first one that I was butterflying, I used the wrong knife and it was a crappy butterfly job.
Okay.
I was not proud of it. But
so you butterflied the loin that's on the.
Yes.
That's the second part of the.
Very nicely,
recipe.
I made a beautiful blanket out of it.
Right.
So you take that. The pig skin side, I actually salted it quite heavily too. And then I laid it on the skin side down and I put this mixture of seasonings in there as well as fennel tops and fresh parsley because I grow it in the garden. And then I put the loin down and lemon zest and lemon juice. And then I put the loin down. Oh, I also put a little Parmesan in there.
Oh, yeah.
For like a binder.
Yeah.
It actually did a nice job. And then I laid the loin down, did the same thing, went easy on the seasonings, put some nice fennel in there, some toasted fennel seed and all this stuff. And then I enlisted my wife to help me truss it because it's really a two-man job if you want to do it properly. And I made sure it was trussed up with a lot of trussing.
So what he's talking about is he rolled it together so now it looks like a jelly roll. You've got the loin on the inside and the belly on the outside, but it rolls together.
Nipples on the outside.
Right, yes. And you're going to get this thing that's a little bit bigger around than a softball, right?
Yeah, it was... It was probably 7 inches, maybe by the time I got done, 6 inches. And I trussed it as tightly and carefully as I could. And then I drizzled some Tuscan EVO on it as it was basting, as it was...
on the rotisserie.
Yes. Yeah. And I used that big stainless rotisserie. And I put I'll put up another video of it, but it was... I have a hard time streaming back there, so... I did just take a live video, which I'll post, which will make a better, it'll give you a better view of it because it is truly, and Jop and I have talked about this before, Jop always says you eat with your eyes first. When you see a big piece of meat like that spinning on a spit, it is, you get sucked in.
Yeah.
You get sucked in because on Father's Day's example, I was trying to tell my boys to come back and take a look. Because they want to swim and do all this other stuff with their wives. And I said, come on, guys. Come on. It's this is a guy thing. It's Father's Day. Humor me. And they're like, okay. And then they came back to the barbecue hut, and they took a look at it, and it was like dead silence. They just kept staring. They stayed there for 15 minutes with me, and they didn't really want to leave that bed. And they're like, okay, this is going to be pretty tasty.
I know. If they hadn't been back there with their dad, they'd have stayed a half hour. But the meat captured them for 15 minutes, right?
Yeah. Probably. it is a wonderful reason to use your rotisserie, because especially if you're having people over, it's a great presentation, and it gets the anticipation up. And get your appetite up.
So we'll post that on the Grilling Guys, so you can find it. It's called Porchetta.
Yeah,
we got to give a guy named Mad Jack some shout out there because it was his recipe that we started with,
and he's the one that got us interested because he at the events we did with him, he always had one going.
Right,
but also then this one went for your event. I sliced it about a half inch thick. In slices, and then I chopped those slices.
Right.
Mine, I did wider pieces, and it just doesn't go on a bun as well when they're too big of chunks, but I thought that that mixture you had was about perfect, and then somebody, I think Chef Dewey made a nice sauce for it. Somebody made a really nice sauce for it.
Yeah.
And boy, the people just...
Oh, it was a hit. People are asking me what it was.
They ate it all.
Right. They were really asking, like, wow, what is that? I've never had anything like that. And that was the exact reaction I wanted to get.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
and
good.
And, you know, I'll give you credit because I really doubted the necessity of it. You know, it's like, I don't know, it's a lot of work and blah, blah, blah. But in the end, it was worth it. And I will put that recipe on the website as well as posting the video.
Yeah. So. Yep, because it's work, guys. I mean, this isn't something that's gonna you can do in a half hour. This took a lot of prep, and I don't know, how long did you cook it for?
Probably 4 hours.
Yeah, right, on offset, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. Coming up next, we're going to continue down those recipes that we did at this get-together. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.